This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Seven has received a specially adapted home from 2024 Homes for Our Troops. Tyfel's injuries included a spinal cord injury, pelvic fracture, and other internal injuries, and part of his right leg was amputated. In Tyfel's previous home, he was not able to use a wheelchair and relied on crutches to get into his home. Aaron's new home has more than 40 major special adaptations, such as widened doorways for wheelchair access and a roll-in shower. Read more at NowDecatur.com. The Decatur Family YMCA won the 2023 Outstanding Business Award during last week's Mount Zion Chamber of Commerce Awards banquet. The President's Award of Excellence went to Libby and Terry Kenny of Kenny's Ace Hardware in Decatur. Find out who else won awards at NowDecatur.com.
Israel's head of intelligence resigns. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Major General Aaron Oliva stepping down for failing to prevent last year's Hamas terror attack that triggered the war in Gaza.
In his resignation statement, Major General Oliva says the agency did not live up to the task and he will carry the horrible pain of the war with him forever. Surveys suggest most Israelis blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for security failures leading up to the attack.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The anti-Israel protests continue at Columbia University in New York City, where students will have virtual remote classes today as Passover begins, days after police made more than 100 arrests breaking up a pro-Palestinian encampment. In a few hours, former President Trump will return to court in New York. But before opening statements start at his first criminal trial, the judge will consider
what prosecutors can bring up from Trump's previous court cases if he testifies in his own defense at this trial. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is looking to cross-examine the former president about the judgment and gag order in his New York civil fraud trial. Prosecutors also want to bring up the verdicts from the two E. Jean Carroll cases. Now, once the judge decides on that, the prosecution will formally introduce its case to the jury.
Fox's Brooke Sigmund. The former president charged with falsifying records in 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. He calls the case political persecution. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is getting new members.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Ozzy Osbourne and Foreigner and Peter Frampton and Jimmy Buffett and the Dave Matthews Band will be inducted along with some not-so-rock performers like Kool and the Gang, A Tribe Called Quest, Mary J. Blige, Dionne Warwick, and Cher. She might want to. A year ago, Cher said she'd be snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and wouldn't go in if they gave her $1 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
The Senate could vote tomorrow to approve the House's version of a foreign aid package the Senate first okayed weeks ago, giving military aid to Israel and Taiwan. 61 of the $95 billion of total aid will go to Ukraine to help battle Russia's invasion. Some Republicans voted against that, saying we've given Ukraine enough. But GOP Congressman Daryl Issa voted for that assistance, telling Fox, we have to help Ukraine defeat Russia.
There aren't enough people who remember the Cold War and why we fought it.
Some conservatives are so upset, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. They hope to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for even allowing that vote months after Speaker McCarthy was ousted for working with Democrats.
Congresswoman Green has not invoked her motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson's office yet, but is clear on her feeling.
This is a speakership that is completely over with.
On Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, she said the House vote put Ukraine's needs ahead of the southern border. In her mind, it's time for another change in leadership, and it's the Speaker who should act first.
To resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process. Yeah. If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated.
The House is in recess this week. Congresswoman Green says she hopes members will discuss her motion in their districts. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. After all the recent selling, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have gone down six trading days in a row. The Dow rose slightly last week, however. In the NBA playoffs, no Giannis Antetokounmpo. No problem. For Milwaukee, they have Damian Lillard.
Off balance. He's got it! And the foul! Unstoppable!
Lillard scored all 35 of his points in the first half, leading the Bucks past the Indiana Pacers 109-94 on TNT in Game 1. Three other home teams also won playoff series openers, Boston, Oklahoma City, and the LA Clippers. Florida, Winnipeg, Vancouver, and the New York Rangers won their NHL playoff series opening games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99. All Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP. Save $100 on a Hobart 210 MVP MIG welder. And new at Blaine's, get a Farm and Fleet foam kneeling pad, $8.99. Rewards members save an extra buck. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast. Today, some frost this morning, then sunny, high of 66. Tonight, there's a chance of rain overnight, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Tuesday, showers, high of 60. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 36 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We'll have Kevin Berhaney with us, the mayor of Decatur, after a very big week last week with the Innova Feed announcement. Dr. Juanita Morris, Mark Topper at Topper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a very early Monday morning. Since we last left you Friday at 9 o'clock, there's all kinds of things for you to go look at on the Now Decatur Facebook page. We had the Johns Hill Magnet School Student Art Fair. We had the Food Truck Frenzy and Rollback Time in Fairview Park. ADM employees teaming up with Decatur Habitat for Humanity, building a new house for a new client. We had the Heritage Behavioral Health Center. Their second annual Gallery of Hope out at Rock Springs Center. Photo gallery stories galore from the weekend, if you want to check those out, including one of the best superhero pictures I've seen in a long time, thanks to Isaiah and Hassan, who were out roaming the community over the weekend. What is that group called? The cosplay
heroes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw them cruising around Fairview Park. Oh my goodness. They had their own little tent set up because they needed a home base. There's so many of them.
Heroes of Legend cosplay. There you go. Yeah, there's a great photo of them posing a la like a Marvel movie. Really good stuff. Check it out. It was a big weekend. A lot of stuff going on and a lot of Cardinals losing baseball games, swept by the Brewers over the weekend. We had people down there to see that in person, courtesy of the First Mid-Ticket Window. Our apologies. At least you got a nice experience.
Yeah, maybe they're Brewer fans and they got to see the
first place team do what they do. Maybe. I don't know if there's hope for the Cardinals. I don't know if Kevin spent any time in Rome asking for some sort of dispensation. I have no idea. But our retired Florida man is back in Florida. You've had a seesaw sort of like last couple of weeks. Hello?
Kev, are you there?
We can hear him. He can't hear us.
Oh, man. See if we can call. Get him to call right back.
Yeah, you do that. Take care of that back there. And we'll see what's going on. So, anyway, we have a lot to get to here today. And, man, there was just all kinds of news. I mean, there's weekends where you go away for a couple of days and you come back and you go, all right, well, there's a little bit to talk about. Then there was weekends like this past weekend where it's just like, man, I mean, I thought the race in Shanghai was fantastic after they got the fires put out. What happened in Congress and the House of Representatives and the fallout from that, what that might mean for TikTok users and Israel and Thailand and the Ukraine, the internal just fighting that continues inside the GOP there. Will the new speaker go down? All of these things taking place over the weekend, including a former Augusta employee who was charged with stealing millions of dollars in merch. This story is crazy. We'll get to it here in a little bit. I think including, if I'm not mistaken, one of Arnold Palmer's green jackets, along with just a ton of like actual new merch, which is the only place you can get it. The licensed stuff. I'm sure there's knockoff stuff you can get around the world on the internet, but it's the only place you can buy that is there. And $1 million worth stolen by a former employee. We'll get to the details of that here in just a little bit. Plus the latest in entertainment. That was crazy. Did you see the fires that were started in the practice rounds over there at the Shanghai Grand Prix? I mean, literally the sparks from the cars. You know, they had that metal plate on the bottom. And sometimes when they hit those little bumps, those hills, that's where the sparks fly.
Oh, yeah.
And the grass was going up like it was drenched in gasoline.
Yeah, I saw that. This is dangerous.
I've never seen anything like that.
Me neither.
And they just, you know, the whole controversy about resurfacing the track, and then we found out, no, they just painted the track, and you wonder what sort of paint was used and how much of that got into sort of the grass area. Because there are several of these venues where there's grass, you know, at various, I've never seen multiple fires started. I mean, like, were they going to literally bring out fire extinguishers and crews? I mean, just going up in smoke.
Nutty. You're probably onto something with that paint. Being I mean,
something, because it had poured down rain the day before, so it wasn't like they were sitting out in the middle of Arizona with parched earth and grass. It was just crazy. And then we'll get to the race itself again. Let's chew Kevin one more time. Kevin, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. Glad to have you with us. So you're back in Florida. You've like circumnavigated the globe.
Yeah, we started in Georgia, you know, at the Masters. I headed to Rome to represent HSHS system over there in a Catholic conference, healthcare conference. And then, I'll tell you what, readjusting to the time, I came back on Saturday, stayed up 24 hours just to get the body reacclimated to our time zone. And it's finally, I'm finally back to normal. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You sent some great pictures. Man, you look like super close to the Pope.
Yeah, this was an incredible conference. There were members of Catholic health care systems from all over the United States that were there, and the Catholic Health Association has a lot of influence in Rome. Represent a lot of hospitals, and we got up close and personal to the Pope in St. Peter's Square. There must have been, oh my gosh, Brian, I bet there had to be close to 5,000 to 7,000 people there on an ordinary Wednesday to see the Pope address the people, and he did an audience with special guests, and he gave a homily or a sermon to everybody. The guy is in his late 80s, and I will tell you, and he's wheelchair stricken now, but he is impressive, and he's as sharp as he ever was, and he spoke in Italian, but they translated in about 5 different languages, because there's such an international group. And then he stuck around for an hour and a half and shook hands with every guest there was up on the platform. He was just quite remarkable. And that's in his ceremonial duties. And then we got to go into the Vatican Dicastery, which is the offices of the Vatican, and hear how all the substantive issues that they're working on and how the Pope gets directly involved in those. It was quite an education.
St. Peter's Square is an amazing place. It's not gigantic, right? I mean, this is like literally the smallest country in the world, right smack in the middle of a very large city in Italy, still guarded by the Swiss guards in the uniforms that were designed by Michelangelo. It's always crazy because they look kind of silly, but if you take pictures of them, they're staring you down in every photo. So it's like they've got swords and they look like, you know, from another time. But they're very serious dudes.
Well, the security is probably comparable to the Secret Service with the President of the United States. And the Swiss Guards, they have those ceremonial young men that dress up in the very ornate, like you said, Michelangelo costumes. But they're real guards, and they're elite guards. But then there were all the plainclothes ones,
yep,
and the uniform, very much like the Secret Service, although Secret Service doesn't have anybody that dresses up in ceremonial outfits. But these guys are really professional. They're subtle, but they're there. You know they're there. You can see them in that picture I sent you, how they guard the Pope Mobile as he travels around St. Peter's.
Is that the official title, the Pope Mobile?
Well, it's a Mercedes-Benz, jury-rigged specifically for the Pope so that he can have a guest in it. In this case, he had a young, I don't know if, what nationality he was, but he told him to hop in, he could ride around because he ends up where he starts. And then he has a cameraman in there, and the security people all walk alongside the vehicle like they do the presidential limousine. What the Vatican is, you're right, it's the smallest state country there is in the world, 875 people population. But it's like a global Washington, D.C. There is a hierarchy, there is a bureaucracy. The dicasteries are like the Senate, the Vatican. I mean, St. Peter's and the Pope, like the president. And there's a big, but they've got to make decisions for a billion and a half Catholics around the world. So he has got to juggle all the different cultural issues as opposed to the President of the United States, who worries about the United States culture.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the Basilica is absolutely amazing. The obelisk out there. I mean, all of the architecture is just unbelievable. Thanks for the pictures. It was a great reminder. I've only been there once, but I remember it fondly.
Well, the artists that they had back in those days before there was, novels and that, they told stories by painting these unbelievable Neros and there's just so many different tapestries of stories, and they explain them all. I often wonder if we have that quality of artist around these days because of technology, because the unbelievable, you could see when we went through the Vatican Museum, just picture after picture after picture on the ceilings telling the stories of the day. What gifts in artists?
Well, we used to do that here, as far as the government funding that. You can go to our post office and see something very similar right here in downtown Decatur. We don't do that as much anymore because people don't want to fund the arts through tax dollars the way they do and have done in Europe for, centuries.
Yeah, I wonder how they actually reimbursed or paid these artists back then. I know Michelangelo was summoned by one of the popes to paint a lot of St. Peter's and the Sistine Chapel. And I don't know how they got paid back then, but I assume they got paid pretty well.
Yep, absolutely. All right, and then you're back in Florida. Did you see the story about the Augusta National Golf Club employee charged with stealing millions of dollars in Masters memorabilia?
No, I was listening to you talk about that. You would think it'd be easy to hunt him down if he tries to sell that on the web.
Check this out. This guy's name is Richard Globinski, and he is set to plead guilty in a federal court, I think, this week. But between 2009 and 2022, a long period of time, he had literally taken millions of dollars, I think, including one of Arnold Palmer's green jackets. But, I mean, this merchandise, it's the only place you can buy it. Like I was telling Nick, there's knockoff stuff everywhere for everything. But the official stuff, a shirt, a jacket, a hat, a golf ball, whatever it might be, is only available on the grounds there.
Yeah, they'll throw the book at this guy. You don't mess with Augusta. even Greg Norman found that out. He couldn't. They wouldn't provide him a ticket to get into the Masters, but he went and bought a ticket on the secondary market. Showed up at Wednesday's practice rounds, and he said he was there to support the 13 live players that were playing in the Masters. But Wrigley said he wasn't afforded a ticket to the Masters, even though he's played there 23 times.
Yeah, but this went on from 2009 to 2022. That's a pretty long period of, walking stuff out the back door without anybody catching on.
How do you walk out Arnold Palmer's green coat? Don't they lock that up in some sacred closet?
I don't look. Who knows with these guys? They got their own world they live in, And I don't know how high up on the ladder he was, as an employee. But you think about all of that time and all that stuff that moved out. It'll be interesting to see what happens to him. I just thought it was after the last week. What'd you think of the Masters? We talked after or on Thursday of your trip there before you went over to Rome. Did you guys have a fantastic time?
Oh yeah, it was a great time. I was there with Sue and to watch her enjoy it for the first time, and she was all about it.
What was her favorite part?
Her favorite part, I think, the shopping. I think she just couldn't get over the merchandise, but she. she really is now a Scottie Scheffler fan. We followed Scheffler and Rory in the practice rounds. And then for him to come and win that, and now she knows all there is to know about Scottie Scheffler. And, you know, she told me last night, she goes, Kevin, let's pick out some more golf tournaments to go to.
That's great.
She's definitely into it. And it was great to watch her. I mean, it's just sensory overload. But my favorite, and I think she enjoyed it as much, and I know you did too, is sitting on 16, that unbelievable, beautiful par 3, and then watch them skip it onto the green during the practice rounds. Boy, when that tournament comes, they're like shooting darts at that pin, though.
You know, it's amazing. I was watching, they had a CBS, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, had a special called Chasing Tiger that was on before the final round of the tournament yesterday, which was really, really good because they talked to like all of the modern day players, you know, most of them that were kids, you know, watching Tiger Woods. And it is amazing to me. We forget how great he was. I mean, the idea that he literally 46 times went into Sunday with a lead of a tournament in his career and won 44 of those 46 times. His winning percentage after leading after three rounds was 96%. That's insane. The fact that he was collectively over his career the number one golfer in the world for 13 years, that's the same amount of time as Michael Jordan's entire career with the Chicago Bulls, that he was number one. And his consecutive cuts made, like, which is like 60 more than second place, will probably never be broken. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of those memories were from the Masters as they were showing the clips and talking to the players. Just how good. Just how good.
Yeah, I think there's a real debate on who will go down as the all-time greatest golfer, him or Jack Nicklaus. And you can make a case that even though Tiger hasn't broken Nicklaus' majors record yet, he is, because of all those statistics that you just talked about, could be considered still the greatest golfer.
Well, Scottie Scheffler teed off the first time he was number one in the world, right? Got to the first tee of whatever tournament he was playing, and he told this story, and he hit his drive right down the middle, feeling good about himself, and some guy in the crowd goes, "Congrats on number one. All you got's 12 more years." There's no doubt. And Jim Nance was incredibly eloquent in just describing that in his entire career, and you think about what Jim Nance has done, you know, college basketball, the NFL, all the major golf, that he's never seen an athlete move the needle the way Tiger Woods did, never seen anyone elevate a sport the way Tiger Woods did, and he's covered a lot of it. I mean, to this day, that he is the athlete of Jim Nance's life.
Well, that's saying a lot because, Jim Nance has seen Michael Jordan and he's seen every great athlete there is in his career and probably called many of their games.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Right, exactly. You got Mahomes coming up.
Oh, yeah.
To say that about Tiger, it's quite amazing. I think Tiger eventually will be the Ryder Cup coach, and I think he's got a lot to do in the leadership of the PGA moving forward. But the excitement is turning again back to golf.
Yeah, but it's not. Because ratings were down 20%.
I think Scottie Scheffler, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to start turning heads. I mean, he's shot 66 clean holes and no bogeys in 66 holes. He's racking up statistics that we haven't seen since Tiger Woods. He just needs time.
Yeah, but he, listen, I'm telling you, I it doesn't bother me, but he's a boring golfer. He's a nice guy. He looks like he's 45 years old. And he's like 27 or whatever. He doesn't have the riz, as the kids say today. He's not a Tiger Woods. And the ratings are down. I think the ratings are down because these guys have been fighting about money for 2 years and no one is, I don't know. I still enjoy it, but I think they've got to figure out something. They got to come to a conclusion on this whole PGA Live thing and figure it out and get back to it. The ratings are down. Well, listen, we got to take a break for the news. You're going to stick around. I want to find out what the hell is going on with the Cardinals.
I'm going to fix that problem?
I got a question for you, though. We're talking about, Knicks, Braves. There's rumors about trading, Lance Lynn, who has not been as bad as I thought in all of the bad there is about the Cardinals. But are we about done with leadership? That's the question I want to ask you when we get back on the other side of the break. Kevin Verhaeghe is literally in Florida, back from Rome, globetrotting, living the life. And we've got a whole bunch to get to. We'll get his opinions on the Cardinals. We have tickets to give away. It's still a great experience to go down to Busch and enjoy the day and enjoy a game, especially with ticket prices the way they are now, for free, courtesy of First Mid. We'll be back after news.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Governor Pritzker has signaled he'd be willing to increase pension benefits for newer public school teachers and state workers who started their jobs after 2011. A growing number of economists, unions, and state leaders are warning that Illinois' so-called Tier 2 pension system may violate federal law. That's because the pension benefits for those public employees are likely less than what they'd get in Social Security payouts. Pritzker says the state obviously needs to change the Tier 2 pension system, but adds the legislature would have to be careful about increasing benefits. And the governor celebrated a partial legislative victory late last week when the House passed his initiative to end some practices health insurance companies use to control the amount and cost of health care services patients receive. The initiative targets practices insurance companies use to hold down costs by either denying claims or steering patients toward lower cost options. More at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Opening statements are today at the first ever criminal trial of a former president. Donald Trump's accused of illegally concealing hush money payments.
The New York Times is reporting that the first witness in the case will be former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. He admitted to running a so-called catch and kill scheme to bury negative stories about Trump ahead of the 2016 election.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Israel's military intelligence chief resigns for not preventing the Hamas attacks October 7th.
He's the first senior Israeli figure to do so. More than 1,200 people were killed that day. Roughly 250 others were taken captive, sparking a seven-month-long war in Gaza. His resignation could set the stage for more of Israel's top security brass to step down.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Classes are remote today at Columbia University in New York because of pro-Palestinian protests at the start of the Passover Jewish holiday. America's listening to Fox News.
We get it. Technology is a big part of the world today. At Brinkhotter Realtors, we know that behind every powerful tool, there needs to be a compassionate person dedicated to your goals. We believe that a genuine connection is simply irreplaceable. With us, you get the best of both worlds. Cutting-edge technology and a team of professionals who truly care. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors, where technology meets heart. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Think banking is boring? Staley Credit Union would like a word. Sure, members count on us for lower rates on loans, higher rates on savings, and friendly service. But that's just the beginning. Think free checking, a top-notch mobile app, and so many loan options. Not to mention perks like our Berenstain Bears Cub Club for kids and theme park discounts. Say goodbye to boring banking and hello to membership. Visit staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Beautiful morning.
Yeah, today a little frost, and then it's going to be sunny today with a high of 66. Tonight a chance of some rain, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Tuesday, rain and a high of 60. Wednesday, no rain, sunny with a high of 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 36 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a bright and early Monday morning. Kevin joining us from Florida, retired Florida man, back in Florida. When are you coming back?
Well, we have a wedding to go down to this weekend in St. Petersburg. A couple weeks. I'll probably be calling in again next week from here.
Okay, good to know, good to know. All right, what about the Cardinals? Are we about ready to just fire everybody, you know, above the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, Brian, you and I have both got to meet John Mozeliak when we were doing spring training things. The guy was very cordial, very classy. I hear a very, very strong, ethical, moral guy. But boy, oh boy, ever since he fired Schiltz and put Ollie Marmol in charge 3 years ago, the trend has not been good. And at some point, and I know that the owner of the Cardinals, Mr. DeWitt, said last year that Mozeliak has 2 years left on his contract. He's gotten us in this hole. We're going to let him dig us out. But I don't know. I hear attendance is really down.
Well, you got, you know, last place last year, right? Last place again this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if the Cardinals fan base has become complacent. You know, I mean, what worked at Wrigley Field, you know, with the Cubs for years of just kind of being okay with being okay doesn't seem like the Cardinal fan base to me, but I don't know. You know, maybe it's just you get what you get. It feels like I've never been sold on Marmol, but I'm not in that dugout. I'm not in that team. I don't know, but it's certainly the results haven't been there.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what Mike Claiborne has to say tonight on Soy City Buzz, because he's a big Ollie Marmol fan, and he and I argued about it last year. I don't have anything against Ollie Marmol, but the results. And we were winning with Mike Schilt, and they fired him. So, you know, that's your prerogative when you run the organization. But when it proves not to be a good decision, you got to take responsibility for it. And I would tell you this, Cardinal fans are not happy, and they are not complacent. They were there in force. I mean, sold out on opening day. We went to opening day, and it was really cool. But, you know, that was ceremonial. But if this team delivers like they did last year, there is going to be a mutiny in St. Louis. They're not happy.
Yeah, all indications so far, and it's early, is going exactly like last year. I mean,
their attendance numbers are down about 2,000 on average per game.
Okay,
well, just looking at last year to this year.
Yeah, that's actually less than I would have guessed. But I don't know. Listen, he was nice to us when we were down there. You know, he was polite. But he has there's a certain amount of kind of arrogance about him that is, you know, smartest guy in the room kind of thing. I mean, you got that vibe, right?
Absolutely. He's kind of a upper crest. I don't know how best to say it. There's a lot of people that have made it big in life. They're still pretty humble and approachable. He's a company guy, and he walks pretty straight and narrow line, but I wouldn't say I felt comfortable with him.
Yeah. I don't know how long. I mean, we can't be a franchise that's just okay with being in last place.
Oh, well, they're not okay with being in second place. Being in last place is a total embarrassment.
All right. What happens this season? Are they able to turn anything around, or is this what we're going to be looking forward to all season long?
Well, you know, when your top players like Goldschmidt.
Yeah, what's Goldschmidt is.
Can't perform.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Goldschmidt, the top guys, well, we all were really happy to get them. I don't know if their morale is down or what, but we're not getting anything out of them. And I just think there's problems in the clubhouse. I think it's a leadership thing, like you're saying. And I think maybe Mormon was too young for the job. And I don't know how you turn it around, but you can't rest on your previous laurels to think that that stadium is going to be full every game. Well, they're in last place two seasons in a row. Something big is going to happen middle season if they don't start showing up.
All right. What's coming up tonight at 5? You have any idea? You've just been traveling so much you're out of touch.
Well, I did text my son at 5 o'clock this morning. And I think he's doing the show with Tom.
Sure,
Tom Brinkheimer will be
that.
On.
Okay.
And Tommy Brinkheimer will be on. You know, he's got Tuesdays with Tom now.
Yeah.
On the podcast, WSOY. That's a really kind of an interesting look at the community. So he'll be on. And then talk about the Devon, what's coming. And, you know, that's right around the corner. So I don't know if it's going to be Clay, but somebody from the Park District will be on with him talking about the Devon lineup this season.
Yeah, I just drove through there last night to look at the construction. You know, they're enhancing and increasing the food space and more restrooms, and it looks like it's just well underway. It's going to be an even better experience this year.
Yeah, and also you talked earlier about going and looking at the pictures on NowDecatur.com and on Facebook. It was so cool to see the pictures of everybody roller skating in Nelson Park. What a great idea that was.
Fairview Park, yes. Rollback time is, and they had it this past weekend. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of success, kind of throwing back to the old ice rink days. And it was going on at the same time as the United Way's food truck frenzy. So Fairview Park was packed with people having a blast.
Do you know how to roller skate?
No. Do you?
I tried it. It's harder to roller skate than it is to ice skate. Those four wheels on each foot, they don't give you the maneuver ability that a blade does. And so I wasn't very good at it. I think you got to be, I don't know, very, very athletic or a girl.
Or young.
You know how roller skate.
Yeah, I think young is the most important part. And you got to be able to bounce a little.
They use that pavilion like they did.
Yeah.
Is a great repurposing of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, buddy, we got to run. You got to get back to your normal time zone, and we'll see you next week. Kevin Burhaney live from Florida, retired Florida man, every Monday, lately from all over the globe. This is great to see those pictures. It's hard to describe Vatican City. It's like a thing where if you have like attention deficit disorder, you'd never be able to get through it. I mean, it's just one thing after another, sometimes all at once. You walk in and it's just almost overwhelming.
The first photo that he texted us this morning is unlike anything I've ever seen in person with my own eyes. And
yeah.
I know that that's just like
that's a hallway.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
it's so ornate
yeah.
and so intricate and so detailed that it's like, I just can't imagine
yeah.
the fancy stuff if that's your hallway.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the things you think are going to be overwhelming, like the Sistine Chapel, and you kind of get there and go, oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, that little yogurt hut across the street.
They have their own radio station. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, I got because we're about to transition, a real quick fun
go right ahead.
Cardinals stat.
Okay.
So Mark Tupper the other day was talking about Marcell Ozuna, former Cardinals player. He has 9 home runs on the year.
Yeah. What's Paul Goldschmidt have?
1.
Yeah.
Arenado 1. The Cardinals is a team.
I thought Arenado turned it around a little offensively.
He's been hitting.
Yeah.
He's just not been putting it out in the seats. 13 team home runs.
Yeah.
So Ozuna has
guy they got rid of has got
is in second to the Cardinals by 4
entire
home runs.
Team. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know. I just haven't felt any sort of, and part of it's me. So I'm reluctant to criticize. I have not felt sort of the natural thing I normally feel the last few years about Cardinals baseball. I just can't get excited about it. Can't like feel like I want to pay attention to it. And I don't know what it is.
Well, there's several factors. Not winning, baseball's waning by many metrics, but also there's an influx of players so it's time to relearn the team. You don't have a lot of the
fair enough. Yeah.
You know, the overlap.
That makes sense. I don't think it's all on their end.
There are some dudes in the bullpen that went on opening day that they brought out, and I'm like, I've never heard of that person.
Yeah. And that's okay. That can be exciting to get new teams. And, you know, there's always an iteration, you know, of a team over the years. And there have been several because we just don't live in a day and age where most players stay around for a long time, right? In any sport. So I don't know. We used to talk to Claiborne every week and, you know, he had insight and, he always tell you like, you know, wait till flag day, you know,
watch
like,
for this kid.
Yeah. But what you have. And so it's a little early, but, I don't have any excitement about the team. Now going to the games are still fun. We'll be happy to give away tickets and, you know, particularly if you're not paying anything for them, you know, you just go down and have some fun.
Oh yeah. The ballpark's still beautiful. It's clean. I mean, the schedule, the itinerary. I mean, it is as you're used to.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. Just probably in a loss.
Usually good players on the other side.
Yeah, well, you know, there you go. All right. So, like I said, great photo galleries. You can go to our Facebook page right now. I thought it was really cool. The Heritage Behavioral Health Center had their second annual Gallery of Hope out at Rock Springs Nature Center. And there's a photo gallery that you see some young people participating. Some of the artwork, fantastic. The Food Truck Frenzy and the Rollback Time, which was Saturday in Fairview Park. And then at the end of the week last week, Johns Hill Magnet School had their student art fair, which was fantastic. So those are all photo galleries you can go check out. A lot of fun. The mayor is going to be with us at the top of the hour. We'll talk about last week's activities out at Innova Feed and what's coming up with the city council. A little later today, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We got the F1 race. I really enjoyed the race yesterday.
Yeah, I had to watch the highlights in condensed form and the sprint race in condensed form. But then watched the whole race. I enjoyed all of it.
Yeah, I mean, but the race, the fun stuff was down at the bottom.
Sure was.
You know, which is very unique when we talk about winning and losing and baseball and the Cardinals, where you have all of that going on all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, Max was so far ahead, he's like Tokyo drifting at the end.
Right.
For fun.
Right.
In an F1 car. Sergio fought back that, you know, the safety car screwed him. I mean,
he had an early pass that was awesome.
He really did. And it just, when you have a race like this with the tires and the more you understand about how all this works, when you have the safety car get your two back, it's almost, but he ended up on the podium, which was great. Lando had a great race. I thought the Ferraris were surprisingly slow, yesterday.
Did well with slow car. I mean, they both drove pretty well, but their cars were just not there.
No, but to have a McLaren that far up ahead of them was interesting to me because you just don't know any given weekend. Alonso was fun to watch. We had a lot of controversy, Ricardo and Lance Stroll and that whole thing.
So I was kind of bummed out about this. Lance Stroll, who kind of needs something. Daniel Ricardo, who for sure needs something. Joe in his hometown, home country needed something. Logan needs something. And they all got to like 12, 11, 9, 8. And then almost anybody who needed something didn't get it.
They do what they do.
I know they do.
That's why they need something. but Stroll, his reaction to him running into the back of Ricardo was crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
And he was doing fine.
Yeah,
he was
but Ricardo. Yeah, but he blamed it on. There's just no way that kid has like no awareness at all about how he comes off. And I know they all in the heat of the moment. It's like when you're driving a car, you never go my fault. You know, it's always somebody else's. But you know, the only thing you can do when you're that tight is you have to just have your eye on that car in front of you.
Yep,
that's it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, and it even screwed Oscar Piastri because his car was damaged because of that. Because after literally Stroll runs into Ricardo, pushes him into Piastri. I mean, it impacted a lot of people.
Sure did. It's just like regular roads. You got to brake. You got to watch the cars in front of you.
There's almost no situation where you are going to be found to be not guilty by running into the back of someone.
Right.
And especially during a safety car. just crazy. Did you see the reaction in the room after the race when they saw that? So like, you know, they go to the podcast area, they call it, and they hadn't seen it because there's not a lot of big screens at the Shanghai track. I mean, they don't really, like, if you're out front, you really don't see what's going on behind you. And they all went, oh my God. They were like shocked that somebody would run into the back of somebody like that.
Plowed him.
Yeah.
Just plowed him. Not a nudge, just plowed him up in the air.
Yeah.
God.
But then the reaction afterwards is so Lance Stroll. It's why I just can't.
Yeah.
You know, not even the immediate reaction, but the reaction when he was then penalized by the stewards.
And had seen it, maybe even heard from people, you know, still holding down on it.
And those fires, I've never seen anything like that. So you had a longer weekend. Well, it was the exact same amount of time, but more stuff crammed into it because it was the first sprint race of the year, which is when they do the 19-lap sort of mini race, which Max Verstappen also won handily. But they had, before that, the practice sessions, and they were starting fires everywhere. I've never seen anything like that.
It is crazy. Those cars do spark quite a bit. They've got a skid, basically a 2x4 that goes down.
It's like titanium or whatever. Yeah,
it goes from the front to the back, and
it's a protective plate.
Yeah, and it gets sparks when they hit, you know.
It's
different.
The coolest looking thing ever.
Yeah, I saw one from the cockpit of the car behind. I think it was Magnussen just spitting sparks, and they're driving through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can't have flammable stuff.
I don't know what, all I know is multiple times that literally a fire was started on the grass infield, which the commentators, Nico, by the way, I loved having, I don't know if you watch any of the Sky stuff or if you watch during the app, Brundle wasn't there, and Nico Rosberg was in for him.
Doing the walk?
Just
in general?
The commentary of all the play-by-play stuff, and he was fascinating.
Oh, nice. No, I didn't.
He clearly, like, and I like Crofty and Brundle. I mean, I think they do a fantastic job. But Nico has so much more of a modern connection to the F1 cars. Like, what he would disagree with and agree with or call out all seemed to, like, come. Like, I mean, he early on said Lando Norris has got second place in this race. I mean, early on.
Wow.
Really insightful.
So it's like the Tony Romo
being
able to see it.
You know, bad strategy. This isn't the driver's fault. This is the team's fault. Like, I mean, he literally had a grasp of it that was enjoyable to listen to. Just different. I don't know why Brundle wasn't there, but it was a whole different team.
That's one of the hardest parts to take in this sport for a casual viewer, where it's like, oh, they're way out ahead. And you're like, well, but that's because they haven't gotten their tires yet. So they're really in about 11th place right now.
And he could tell you that up and down the lineup of where everybody was.
And somebody being able to help you understand what's actually going on.
Yep.
A light bulb can go off for a fan and go, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
He makes it enjoyable.
Literally fantastic to listen to. And funny. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Funny. But not afraid to call out. I mean, you know, he was, I'm sure, probably not real popular with the drivers. I mean, heap the praise, but also the criticism.
He's keeping it real.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you see the Pierre Gasly pit stop?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's like, he didn't drive over that guy.
It was nice that he asked how he was. They said the car slipped off the jack.
Well, the light turned green.
And he pulled
and
away?
And he hit the gas, and then it immediately turned red, and then he slammed on the brakes, so he only moved about, like, a couple of feet, you know. So I don't know what happened. I mean, like, the there's a guy that's in charge, even though there's a light or whatever, that's got to be over that. But, yeah, the tire off, like, the back right rear went out, and the guy, like, got knocked over, and he was okay, a little bruised up. But that was scary. I mean,
it was scary.
You don't realize how dangerous. You do when you see it. Even at, like, slower speeds when they pull in there, it looks like they're going 45 miles an hour, like right to where everybody's legs are.
Yeah, but think about getting hit by a 45-mile-an-hour car. That'd be, like, fast out there on Main Street.
That's exactly right. But anyway, the guy was okay, but I saw it, and I'm like, wow, that was scary.
It sure was.
Last thing, F1, before we take the break, it was interesting because if you're a fan of watching the next generation, Théo Pourchaire, who won last year's F2, is racing an Indy car coming up.
I know. I'm looking forward
to it. So he's got his opportunity through McLaren because they're in everything. I don't know what that translates. I don't know how difficult that is to go from one to another. You would think there'd be nuances and all kinds of things. But happy for him that he's going to have an opportunity to get a bigger stage spotlight. He's not going to Indy full time. He's just going for somebody who's injured.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. I want to check that out.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's take a break. Here's Nick with your weather. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, a little frost to start the day. Then it's going to be sunny with a high of 66. Tonight, a little bit of rain, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Tuesday, showers and a high of 60. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 37 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:53. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Celebrating a graduate and looking for fun stuff for your party? Then look no further than the Party Shop in downtown Decatur. Stocked with paper goods, party items, cards, and all sorts of balloons. Yes, even balloons with local school names. Add arches, garlands, and more for your party decor. Order today and don't delay. The Party Shop, 411 North Main or 217-872-7777.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhood and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, member FDIC. I see.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Hope you all had a great start to your week this morning and had a great weekend of activities. I wanted to take a couple of seconds. Last night, I went to the visitation for Dave Calvert, who passed away. Dave was a Davey to my dad and probably to me as well. We played so much golf together over the years in all of these outings, the Futures Tour, the Zoo Opens. We had a team that was just always there and had an unbelievable time. He passed away way too young on April 16th and went to the visitation last night and got a chance to meet his sons and talk a little bit with his wife. And he will, there's a private burial today. And I just wanted to acknowledge what a great guy he was. We had so much fun together. He was just funny and smart and worked at Caterpillar for years with my dad, and they were great friends. And it was part of the team that was sort of retired after my dad died, and now it sort of feels like the whole team spent so many, many, many hours on golf courses together and had so much fun. He will be missed, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. It was a long line of people there to see the family last night, as he was just that well-liked. What a great guy. Rest in peace. When we get back on the other side of the break, we will be visiting with the mayor of Decatur. We had a great week last week with the Nova feed and all the other stuff that's been announced and going on. We'll get her take on that, and then we'll also be talking about what the council is looking to over the next couple of weeks as well. A little later today, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and Dr. Juanita Morris will be back with us in studio after an appointment kept her away last week, but looking forward to seeing what she has on her mind. We'll be back after news.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Illinois kangaroo owners are one step closer to having to surrender their marsupials, as the House has passed a bill to criminalize kangaroo possession. That was one of more than 300 bills to clear that chamber last week. Another measure that passed the House would require the State Board of Education to provide professional development to teachers regarding climate change curriculum. And in the Senate, a bill that would outlaw the creation and sharing of child porn made using AI unanimously advanced. ADM volunteers have teamed up with Habitat for Humanity to help with renovation efforts at Habitat's home on East Johns Avenue. The ADM volunteers reglazed windows, worked on flooring, and helped with bathroom renovations. The project was part of ADM's efforts to assist revitalization.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.